Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shir. This is the third shir on the topic of Balamata Bakar Biksasas, the Sugya Gimlamid Beis, Dalad Amar Aleph, Maseches Sukkah. Again, basing ourselves in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Gaon HaGadol, Rav Yitzchak Man Zatzal. And we saw in the previous shiurim the kasha of the Ritva on Rav. First shir, we saw Rashi with. We asked the number of bams on kashas on Rashi. And then in the second shir, in the previous shir, we saw the Ritva, and we analyzed the Ritva. So now we'll just continue in the Ritva. We'll just review what the Ritva had said. So Shitas Rashi is that the bittel of the pillows can be only for the 7 days of the Chag, and the bittel has to be bepeh. So the Ritva is Chedushim asks on Rashi. He writes, Perish Rashi, Bitlu Sham L'chol Shivas Yamim Shel Chag, Ve'nasuf Anosuf Koy Me'chag. You left it there for the 7 days, you're not going to remove it. El Shah Bitlu Shamar came Befiv Beferish. He said it verbally, explicitly. Ve'nasuf Anosuf Shlamar Ken El Shekachu Daito. And when it says in the Gemara, Ve'nasuf Anosuf, it's when you didn't say it. Talking about the Tevin, the straw. You didn't say it, you're just intending it. Ve'linir Habitl. But when it says Bitl in the Gemara, that's Legamri. That's the Chol Shivas Yimei Achag. That's for the 7 days, but not forever. And it has to be again, the Rashi says, Bepeh. So V'linera, the Ritva says, the Habitl Lagamri Mashmal Olam Stama. No. I disagree with Rashi. The Mashmos of Bitl is forever. And then he brings a Raya from the Gemara in Bava Basra, in the second Perek. And when you want to be Memayit, the open space of a window, and you want to leave something there to block it, so it has to be Leolam. And so to here, when you're Mevatel, the Karman Ksasos, it has to be Le'olam. Because in our Sugya, we compare Tuma to Sukkah. So that Sugya is talking about Tuma. And our Sugya is talking about Tuma. Our Sugya compares Tuma to Bittul B'Sukkah. So Memela, just like there in the Sugya in Bava Basra, you need Bittul Olamis. So to here, it has to be forever. Another kash of a suit, the kevdol betlinu elishivus meachag mali amor became befiv alomer came. Since you only mevatel for 7 days, what does it matter? He did it verbally. He didn't do it verbally. The halakha meimer here, you can't say dvarim shebelevinim dvarim, because that only applies dvarim shebelevinim dvarim only applies to nedarim mikdashus tanai mechiyotzivim. Avolinian shum bittel gilei daita habekamir bepeh. But when it comes to bittel, of when you need a gilui das, when it comes to bittel, so gilui das is like a mira bepeh. It doesn't have to be verbal. So he disagrees with Rashi. He says it doesn't have to be verbal. Vanachon, and he says, the Ritva says, Samai Pshat is that you're mevatel et la'olam, and it doesn't have to be verbal. It can be in your heart also. Hainu damrinan, the karma ksasas, even though you're mevatel, that's what we say, the karma ksasas, you're mevatel, bittul olamis, it's not miyut, why not? Why doesn't it work? To lessen the size of the height of the sukkah? Because batla daita vetsu kol adam, in derach shum adam levatel, kli tashmisho li'olam, tilu shivis me'achag, yashur de mevatel. So, it's not the derach of any person to be mevatel his kli tashmish li'olam. So therefore here the bittul is not li'olam. Here the bittul needs to be the olam, but it's not the olam because the person is not knowing to do that. But if you try it, but the daita waits a kol adam, deal with shivasi meachag, efshin mevatel. If shivasi meachag, you'll do it, but you won't do it le'olam. And since you need bittul le'olam, then so these karmic sussas, the bittul, the karmic sussas, the pillows doesn't work. So that's when we have three kashas on Rashi that bittul is mashma le'olam. So how does Rashi say bittul is man works? Number two. Rashi himself says in Bava Basra, like Abi Miyat B'Chalom, it has to be forever. It's not enough if it's Lizman. Why is it different over here? Number three, since it's only Lizanya Me'achag, Mali B'Peh B'Mali B'Lev. What does it matter? Peh, Balev. So we asked a number of kashas in the Ritva himself to understand the Ritva better. So we have to answer the Ritva's kashas on Rashi. We have to answer our kashas that we asked on the Ritva. And now we will continue. Otsarach bir b'divrei haRitva. The Ritva himself writes at the end of the sugya, Shehatzarach b'bitul olam urakadesh lo yimolech litla. The need, the necessity. Now we're moving on. This is, we just did a little chazar of what we learned previously, and now we're going to move on. So the Ritva writes b'sof tvarav that the requirement for bitul la'olam is only kadesh lo urakadesh lo yimolech litla. You have to bitul olam so you don't change your mind and take it. But you put an 8-month-old baby who was born in 8 months, who in the time of the Gemara was assumed to not be remain alive. So this bitul bebench aide ben shmonish yeshna b'chalom sigabav abasid avchav amaralef mahani gam lezman kemish asu b'tiltul. So there it's effective for a time because it's asu b'tiltul. You're not going to take it. V'yevshalo lihimalich litlo, and it's impossible for you to change your mind and take it. So the problem with not doing bitul la'olam is that the person's going to change his mind and he's going to take it away and he's going to remove it. But if it's something that can't be removed, like a ben shmona, because it's asur b'tiltul, so in such a case it is going to be batal even if it's not l'olam, because there's no shemi yamalech litla. He's not going to take it. Not going to change his mind and take it. Ayin sham b'divrei kotzer shel haritva. So the pashtus, what he means is that if lechatchila you're mevatel it only lizman, and you are not mesiach your das legamre, if you're only mevatel it for a period of time and you are not completely removed from this object in your mind, you're still connected to it. Says Zechshash, you're going to change your mind, you're going to take it. Mashenkin, when you're mesiach das legamre, you say it's there forever, so then you forget about it. Then there's no chshash, you're going to take it. So lechara, this is shver from karm and ksasos. The lo mahani bit shabbat, the lo mahani bitl. Why is bitl not effective by karm and ksasos in our sugya? Because kevin shabbat la daita way to kol adam. It's because you're going against what everybody else does. Nobody's mevatel karm and ksasos. So we can't say that you are. Nobody just leaves them on the ground. So we can't say you are. And if you say you are, then bitl daita way to kol adam. Very ain't a she'en an oma minim lo. We don't snapshot that we don't believe you. That you want to be mevatel et lolam, we believe you want to be mevatel et lolam, but mevatel daita way to kol adam. Can't be poel bitl with this type of das that's batel et kol adam. And since the ritva is modishim ikar adin, you don't need bitl leolam. Right, the ritva says you don't really make adin, you don't really need bitl leolam. That's not the issue. The issue is just that you're mesiach das, but you don't really need bitul le'olam. Mitzad sheni ledaito. There is bitul lezayin yam gam mekar miksasos, like we saw in the Ritva. He says di l'shivas me'achag efshar demevatale. So in the Ritva earlier, for 7 days he would leave it there. So mi'ikar adin, you don't need bitul le'olam. And according to the Ritva also, there is bitul person would leave his karmic sources there for 7 days. So in your mevatel et le'olam, l'chore, there's no longer a chshash that you're going to take it. So why doesn't this bitul le'olam work for 7 days? Because even according to the Ritva, it works for 7 days, Meikar Adin. Ritva's problem with the bitul for lezman is that you're going to take it. But if you're going to be mevatel et le'olam, then you're clearly not going to take it. So bitul le'olam won't work because batel daita way to kol adam. But say it works for 7 days, and the Ritva holds that 7 days mi'ikar adin works, and he's not going to take it because he was mevatel et le'olam. So let that. So even though for that batel daita way to kol adam, but let it at least work for 7 days. We also have to understand what the Ritva writes, that the Zechshashi is going to go and take it. So we see from this that before he changes his mind, as it is now, it's effective even though it's not Le'olam. That as it is now, it's effective. In the meantime, problem is that he's going to take it. So what does it matter? What's it megarea? What's the problem that he's going to take it afterwards? And then it's going to be a sukkah that's higher than 20. But why isn't it bittul now? In the meantime. The Ritva says, because you're going to take it away afterwards, you're going to be nimlach, so it's no good now. Why isn't it good now? In the meantime, let it be bittul. In the meantime, let it be memayit the sukkah. Let it lower the height of the sukkah, inside the sukkah. In the meantime, okay, later on he takes it. Okay, later on he takes it, but why can't it work in the meantime? The Ritva's taina is that you need bittul le'olam in order that you don't change your mind and take it. So therefore, if it's le'olam, you're not going to change your mind and take it again. But the taitzah the kol adam doesn't work. But if you could, then you'd have to be mevatel le'olam because you might change your mind. Mashma that until he changes his mind, it's beseder. Until he changes its mind, it's memait. So what's the problem if afterwards he changes his mind and takes it away? But in the meantime, it should be able to be memait. Ritva says, no. If it's not bittul olam, then you're going to take it away, and therefore it's not bittul even in the meantime. Why not? You're going to take it away, then it's not going to be bittul anymore. Then obviously it's not going to be there anymore, these pillows. But why shouldn't it be good in the meantime? You're only worried he's going to take it away later, and then in the meantime it should be an effective bittul. But the Ritva says no. The Ritva says it has to be le'olam, otherwise you're going to take it away. Okay, so let's say it's not le'olam, and you do take it away. Why shouldn't it work in the meantime? So that's those are our ha'aris and the Ritva on this shir. Again, in the previous shir, we had a number of haoros on the Ritva, shtark haoros. And now we're going to get to the mahalach to understand the sugya, and it's quite a lengthy one. Kedarkeinu b'kodesh, in these shiurim, we like to really get deep into the kishkas of the sugya. And that's what we're going to try to do. Here we're just going to start. I like to keep the shiurim short because, you know, tafasta meruba lo tafasta. It's hard enough to follow in a short segment, so alachas kama v'kama. If you would just throw it all in 3 hours, it would be a bit much, to say the least. So Rav Man says as follows, that by bittul of karmic sasos, in order to be morid gova sukkah, in order to lower the height of the sukkah, you can really say tut stadim. Either you can say that it's a chalois shel bittul bakarim, that it is a halachic change. There is a halachic transformation going on that's happening to these pillows, that they are becoming part of the ground. They are becoming part and parcel of the ground. They are transformed to being chelik me'akarka through the bittul, through the nullification of their essences, karim and ksasos, which are not normally part of the ground, and now you are making them one chomer, one material, with the ground that is under them. Or we can say, and through this, the ground is now elevated, and there's no more sukkah l'mala michaf. That's tzad echod. The other tzad we can say is, she'ikra hu kol she'kavua ha'milu b'chol la'sukkah. If you have this milu that's kavua in the empty space of the sukkah, al yidei zeshu, She'ein hu asid lefanoso, through this that you're not going to remove it, havalei hashta sukkah she'ein bo chalol shel chaf. So if you're not going to move it, now the sukkah doesn't have an empty space, a hollow space of 20, because this chalol is mevutol with things that are not, and you're not intending to remove. And therefore the sukkah is no longer gavua mi'esrim am. And for this, you don't need a chalos bittel. You don't need some sort of halachic change in these karmic ksasos, making them part of the ground. All you need is haskamas ha-bailim alifanosam olav. You need the haskam of the bailim. Are you going to move them or are you not going to move them? That's really all you need. Are you going to move them or are you not going to move them? If you're not going to move them, then it's beseder gomor. Then we are memayit the cholo. Not that it's transformed this part of the ground, but the fact that it's there in a kavua way, that means that the mitzias in our shiurim on Talmudic methodology, in the world of the great Gaon of Moshe Avigdor Amiel, we have been discussing the mid of dinu mitzias. So maybe we can apply that here. This chakira is really reflective of those two elements. Do we say that in the din, the karma and ksasas have one din with the karka? Or do we say no? That b'mitzias, they're there, and b'meil, it's b'mayit, the chol asukah. Those are the two tzadim. So according to this, it would appear that the Ritva learn that if Rashi holds that it's enough to do bittel b'zman, then it can't be a chalois bittel be'etzem akarim la'asaisim kakarka. You can't say like the first tzad. If you say it's only b'zman, then it's not going to be like the first tzad. Shebezeh pshita lei shekol shu rak l'zman ba'al zman shel ha'achakach einam kakarka reins a bittel shel mahus. You can't be mevatel mahus if it's only going to be temporary. There's no temporary bittel of mahus. Bittel of mahus is permanent. And that's what the Ritva emphasized, that it requires bittel legamre, that's bittel muchlat shel mahuso. B'lin nirad ha-bittel legamre mashma, le'oilam stama. Bittel is legamre. What does it mean, legamre? Bittel is mashma, that it becomes part and parcel of the chefts of the ground. And memela, it has to be le'olam. And in that the Ritva asked, since there's no chalos here, because if there were, then you'd need peh. But here there's no chalos. Why is there no chalos? Because it's only l'zman. So if it's only l'zman, then it's not a chalos. It's not. You're not transforming these pillows and making them part of the ground, because it's only temporary. So if it's temporary, that's not a bittel mahus. Bittel is mashma, as the Ritva and Rashi, legamre. Bittel is mashma, that it becomes part and parcel of the ground, that it's complete. That's the mashmaos of bittel, bittel muchlat shel mahusa. And memela, it has to be li'olam. So then the Ritva says that since there's no chalos here, that would require peh, because you can't be pola chalos and an ashivuye in this new creation, this new mitzias, just by Devarim Shebelev. But it's not necessary over here, because you're not making this new chalos, you're not making new mitzias. So why do you need peh according to Rashi? The Ritva is bothered according to Rashi, if it's only temporary, then what's the word? Why would you need peh? Came the lobot linu el shivasim achagrites, the Ritva. Mali mamar came befever lo amar came. What does it matter whether he said it with his mouth or not? You're not making a new chalos over here. So what does it matter whether it's with his mouth or not? So all you need here is a ratzon, is a haskama. You don't need a chalos. Since it's only lizman, you don't need any new chalos, you don't need to transform it. And if you don't need to transform it, then why do you need peh? Peh would only be to make this new chalos. So Ritter didn't just say it's dai b'lev, that it's enough to do it in your hearts. Because maybe in order to be megaladas, maybe you need to megaladas b'peh. The Ritva's point is that since it's only for 7 days, it's only temporary, so peh is not necessary. Since it's only bittul azman. So first of all, the Ritva says bittul is legamre. It's the mashmos of bittul. And if it's only bittul azmani, as san Rashi, so then there's no chalosia, there's no change in the status. It's only in the mitzias it's memayit, the chal asuka. But not that it's becoming part and parcel of the ground. When you're doing bittul, you're really changing the mitzias. And you're mevatel chometz, you're making it ka'afra da'ara. It's a shinui in the mitzias. So when we talk about bittul, says the Ritva, since it's a shinui in mitzias, then it's la'olam. That's why bittul is la'olam mashma. Because in order to, when you say that the mitzias change, it's got to be eternal. It's got to be permanent, not temporary. You don't change mitzias temporary. Once they're changed, they're changed. If Rashi says enough bittul is man, it must be because there's no chalos here. You just need haskama. And if you just need haskama, then why do you need peh? So that's what's bothering the Ritva. The Ritva says, well, what's Rashi talking about? That bittul is only this man. The mashmos of bittul is leolam. And if it's only Zman, then he goes on and he says, why do you need Peh? All you need is Haskama, that the person should agree that it should become Batel. But why does it have to be the Peh? So, that explains the Ritva, and now we're going to move to Shem the next year. We're going to explain the Ritva that we learned at the this year about Shemi Yamalech Litlo. And we have a lot of Niflos B'Taras Hashem to see, to really work through the Sugya. And we should be Zoche, Karav Mamish, Leros Niflos B'Taras Hashem, to continue. And the Rabbanu Shalom, I ask him that he should give me life and health and financial means. And we should give you life and health and financial means. And we should give both of us simcha. And we should be zocha vilma du'ulam v'vishma v'las l'kamsh kol v'yisam t'ras v'yahavu. And continue b'karav. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.